FM 90.3 WJTL with Josh Baldwin and Let the Redeemed. It's now 1:17 in the afternoon with John Shirk. Rebecca St. James emerged as an artist when she was in her teens. I remember her first radio single. It was simply called Here I Am. Well, at least that was the first one that WJTL played. That was 1994. And it has been a while since we have heard from her, but after taking some time off from the music scene, I have some good news for you. Here she is. Very glad to hear from you, Rebecca St. James.
Thank you, John. Oh, my goodness. Even hearing 94 sounds so long ago. It is so long ago. But we were both kids at that point, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Much younger back in those days. It feels a little like a reunion having a conversation with you.
Thank you.
We've talked many years ago. What has your life been like in the past 10 years or so?
Well, I got married 8 years ago and then had our first baby girl 5 years ago and then our second baby girl a year ago. So I have been in that delightful season of wifehood and motherhood that I've been longing for, you know, my whole life. I'm the oldest of seven kids, and so I'd always longed for the life that I have now and that dream, and happened a little later in my life. I was in my early 30s when we got married. So I just cherish this season. And I did come off the road for a while we were, well, actually about a year before our daughter was born. And just really sewed into our family life. And still that's number one, but I am doing some music again now. So it's an exciting adventure.
One thing I recall a few years ago was that your home had a close call with one of those wildfires out west. What happened?
Yes.
What happened there?
Good memory, John.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how was your area affected by that fire?
Yeah. So we were living in San Diego at the time. We're actually in Nashville now, which is where I had lived for a really long time after we moved from Australia when I was 14. But so my husband and I met and married in California, and we were living in San Diego, and they have, wildfires a lot, like, out there. It's reasonably common, but I hadn't experienced it firsthand like this. But literally, I'm in our house with our then 3-month-old child. This is 5 years ago, and I see a wall of flames. Like, I'm looking out the window, and it got kind of clouded for a second there, and I thought, gosh, that's weird, because it's a sunny day and just the clouds came over, strange. And literally I look out and I see a wall of flames coming towards our house. And it was just such a scary thing. My husband was out of town. I grabbed our baby girl and the dog and the diaper bag, and that was it. And I was out, and I was 90% sure we'd lost our house. And just a total miracle that it was fine, because within 10 minutes it was in our backyard, and it was a couple miraculous things that actually saved our house, because a house 2 doors down was pretty much totaled. So yeah, miraculous. It kind of makes your life flash before your eyes in a way. We're just very thankful that we survived that okay.
Yeah. Well, something else had happened when you had your, I guess you would call it a hiatus or time away from music. Your brothers, Joel and Luke, they started a band, and today they seem to be doing rather well. Would you say that they learned?
Rather well.
Yeah. Would you say they learned some valuable music lessons from their older sister?
Yeah, my brothers in Peking Country, they're definitely doing very, very well. I'm exceedingly proud of them. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, they're super sweet to acknowledge what they learned on the road. You know, Joel started singing background vocals with me at 12, you know, and really until I retired, you know, he was still singing background vocals with me. And, you know, the band had started at that point. You know, and I kind of unofficially retired, really. I just kind of quietly finished out shows and wasn't sure if God would call me back into music or do any of that. But yeah, he has, and it's been sweet. The boys and I, they'll always be the boys to me, Joel and Luke. But we did a tour 2 years ago, soon after God had reignited my heart for making music again. And so we did a Christmas tour my whole little family came out, all my extended family. It was just super sweet. And then this summer we've done some festivals and fairs with them as well, and it's just lovely. Super proud of them.
So what's it been like for you to get back on stage?
A little bit like getting back on a bicycle or a horse, I suppose, after you haven't been doing it for a while. But then, you know, it comes back too. I mean, nearly 20 years of doing music full time, you know, like it better come back after that amount of time doing it. But I think in this season, having been away from it, you know, for, you know, I mean, at the time I was starting to do stuff again, it had been 4 or 5 years at that point that I'd been entirely away. No writing any books, no working on any albums, you know, no movies, like nothing. And I think the thing for me that I realized I missed was just the connection that I have with the Holy Spirit and the dependence that I have on Him when I sing and when I'm speaking about Him and when I'm serving Him in that particular way. And so it's been really sweet to just experience that again and Him working through me, being a conduit of the Holy Spirit when I'm leading worship, when I'm singing. And I've been working on a new album too, so just would love people's prayers for that as we finish that up in the next little while. But yeah, it's been definitely very sweet.
Talking with Rebecca St. James, coming to this area for a concert. Very excited about that. Friday, September 20th. And it'll be 7 o'clock starting time that evening. Tickets available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Rebecca, we're looking forward to your appearance here. Are you going to be on stage by yourself?
Thank you.
Or will you have a band with you? What can we anticipate?
Yep, full band. Actually, my husband will be playing for me that night, too. Our girls will be there, may not see them, but they'll be around. And I'll be doing kind of some of my older stuff that people that have been listening to Christian music for a while may recognize. And then some worship songs as well. It'll kind of be a mix that night, you know, some of my radio songs, but then also some of my worship songs that I have performed, and so that's kind of what we've been doing at these festivals, and just seen a very, very sweet response to that. And I just pray that people will encounter the Holy Spirit and be encouraged through that night, and really enjoy that sense of connection that we have when we gather together as the family of God. And I think a lot of people are hurting in this day and age. A lot of people are needing hope and encouragement. And John, I love that that's what you do every day. You're pouring into people God's hope and His encouragement. And we want that to happen that night too.
Well, Rebecca, I saw on your Facebook page you have plans to go to the Holy Land next year. I'm wondering,
have you
ever been there before?
I haven't. You know, wanted to and had some opportunities, but it's not worked out before. So, yeah, we're going with the Katinas and Jackie Velasquez, and it's kind of an open to the public tour thing, and our little family will be going, and I'm really excited. My husband is half Jewish. His dad's a Messianic Jew, and so it's going to be extremely powerful for our little family to go and to see where Jesus walked and just have those amazing, it's like dots connecting faith-wise, I feel like. So have you been before?
No, I haven't, but I'm very curious. And, you know, I'd that would be, I guess, on my bucket list, you know, to go there someday.
Yes, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Any particular places you specifically really want to see while you're there?
You know, obviously, you know, like the tomb that where, I mean, they say that it's the right place, right? Where,
right, yeah.
Where Jesus rose. And so I think the Garden of Gethsemane, I think that that's going to be really powerful. Probably those two are pretty big for me.
Yeah, yeah. With the with regard to the new album that you're recording, tell us a little bit about, you know, what kind of themes might you be addressing this time around? Will it be worship or some other form of music? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, it is a worship album. I'm actually signed with Bethel Music, which just is an incredible privilege.
Yeah.
So they have their Bethel Music Collective, and now they're actually signing artists outside of their collective as Bethel Music. And so artists like me that really want to serve the church with fresh worship. And so I feel really, really thankful that they signed me, and I would love to make an album that really does serve the church and point people to Jesus through fresh worship music. And musically, I want it to be really something unique and something that hasn't maybe even been heard before or in the worship genre. I really want to bring something kind of a little different in that capacity. But it will be worship. Yeah, definitely encouraging people to encounter God in a fresh way through worship.
Well, you have a beautiful voice for that genre of music, and so I'm really glad
Thank
to hear
you.
That you're bringing out another worship album. Thank you, Rebecca, for talking with us today. So glad to hear your voice again. We look forward to seeing you here at the Junction Center Friday, September 20th, 7 o'clock starting time again. For the details, you can find those details at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Final question, Rebecca, before you go. Do you have a Rebecca St. James request that you would like to hear on the radio? I'll be glad to play a song for you. If it's in our database, I'll play.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. But I can pick anything, right? Anybody, anything?
Oh, yeah. If you want to pick another artist, right? That would be fine, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to pick myself. how about For King and Country Joy? How about that?
That's a great song. Okay, well, let me type that into our database. Put in Joy, and now I'm going to type in For King and Country. That narrows down the choices a lot. You say that's their favorite. Is that right?
Yeah, well, our one-year-old, when we were on the road with them and she was in my womb, like I think she was about 18, 19 weeks in my womb, I'm pregnant, and I was singing in that show, and we were singing from a stage in the house. And so the boys would play Joy right before I would come up and do some songs with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we think she has this crazy connection with that song. Like she will be fussing sometimes in the car. We'll turn that song on and she will stop fussing when she hears the beginning of that song. And we think it's because it's super familiar to her from the womb. How crazy is that?
That's amazing. Well, it's also so full of joy, too. So maybe that has something to do with it.
I think it has that to do with it, too.
Great choice, Rebecca. Here's For King and Country with Joy on WJTL.